You can see the stagecoach inn across the street from the commissary or museum building. It is the only building from the time of Camp Floyd, which is in its original location and retains much of its original materials. Although we call it the Stagecoach Inn today, it was called the Carson Inn, or simply the Inn, during its operation. The story of the inn begins before Johnston's army came to the Utah Territory and Camp Floyd was born. We believe John Carson and his family built the first portion of the inn in 1858 from adobe bricks. Carson was originally from Pennsylvania. His family and his wife, Elvira Egbert, joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and moved to Utah. The family was sent to Fairfield in 1855 and built a fort for safety. Two of Carson's brothers were killed by a member of the Goshute tribe in the Tintic Wars in 1856, and John Carson moved his family to Cedar Fort for safety. The original grave markers for George and Washington Carson are located at the nearby Fairfield Cemetery. The Carsons moved to Lehi when Johnston's army was coming through the area and returned to Fairfield once the army was established at Camp Floyd. The stone footings of the inn are believed to be part of Carson's fort. The inn prospered from increased commerce brought by Johnston's army, and Fairfield swelled to 7,000 inhabitants. Captain Simpson, from Johnston's army, discovered a shorter route to California through Camp Floyd. This route, called the Central Overland Route, brought stagecoach travelers to the inn. An additional wing, constructed of wood, was added to the inn to offer 3 additional guest rooms. The town of Fairfield was a very dangerous place, where shootings and murder were commonplace. The main street had 17 saloons and numerous brothels. John Carson was always afraid of the negative influence this might have on his family. He was very restrictive on what activities took place in the inn. Activities allowed included square dancing, reading, listening to music, and playing games like checkers. The Pony Express came through Camp Floyd. The Pony Express station was located about a block east of the inn. Unfortunately, there are no remains of the structure. Pony Express riders may have come to the inn for dinner, or may have even stayed there from time to time, but we do not know for sure. After the soldiers left Camp Floyd in 1861, Fairfield dramatically decreased in size. The stagecoach still brought many visitors to the inn. In 1869, the Transcontinental Railroad was completed, and the stagecoach was no longer the only means of travel between the coasts. Sheep ranching became very prevalent in Fairfield. Many visitors to the inn were on their way to the mines of Ophir and Merkur. In 1876, Carson married Emma Partridge as his second plural wife after she came to Fairfield to cook at the inn. An additional wing of the inn was constructed of adobe bricks to accommodate John Carson's family with Emma. This wing is through which visitors enter the inn today. After the construction of the Fairfield District Schoolhouse in 1898, the Fairfield school teachers would also have their room and board at the inn. John Carson passed away in 1885, and the inn continued to be run under Carson ownership. After 89 years in business, the inn closed its doors in 1947. The inn fell into disrepair and was donated to the Utah State Parks and Recreation Office in 1958 by the Carson family. John Carson had a total of 20 children and has many relatives today. There are many oral histories recorded from the Carson children, and this is a compilation of these histories. We'll often have visitors who are related to John Carson come to Camp Floyd. The building was repainted in the summer of 2012 from a gray to its current coloring of 2 shades of brown. This brown is to represent the original wood color of the structure. In photographs we have of the inn from the early 1900s, the building is unpainted and retains a wood coloring. It has been renovated since becoming a Utah State Park and is much better condition now than when it was in use. The Stagecoach Inn joined the National Register of Historic Places in May of 1971. Today, we have exhibits in the inn which tell the story of the structure over time. Come see the building for yourself to learn more about its history. This has been Megan from Camp Floyd Stagecoach Inn State Park and Museum. Please listen to more podcasts to learn more about the park. Music by the artist Slim.